This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the fate of the European Union, if not actually hanging in the balance, then certainly more confused than it used to be, what with Brexit and Greece in the throes of yet another debt crisis, actually the same Greek debt crisis, just extended, Berlin, Germany, is on the lookout for ways to attract businesses and jobs. Good thing for Berliners, then, that Brooklyn, New York is looking for the same thing. The two cities have a partnership going, trying to drive growth and innovation by connecting their emerging startup scenes. Marketplace's Mark Garrison paid both places a visit to see what it's all about.
Berlin wants the world's startups. Stefan Franschke is charged with reeling them in.
In Berlin, we have the entrepreneur DNA in our blood.
He's CEO of Berlin Partner, the public-private organization that pitches businesses large and small on moving here. His pitch is this: there's great talent, cheap real estate, and everyone speaks English. Post-Brexit, he's been stressing access to the European market and a warm welcome for foreign workers. And of course, there are the cultural attractions.
For young people, Berlin nightlife, it's really amazing. We have galleries, we have a cultural life.
Right now, the city is hungry enough for foreign startups that it's rolling out a red carpet offer. Entrepreneurs from four global locations, including Brooklyn, can get access to free office space, and Berlin Partner will connect them with potential customers, partners, and investors. Sometimes they even set them up with airfare.
My name is Jake Levin. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Recently taking Berlin's offer, Shared Studios, where Jake Levin is chief of staff. The company makes giant immersive spaces where people around the world can see and talk to each other on massive screens. Levin spent about 3 weeks in Berlin and came away impressed. Shared Studios is considering Berlin as its first overseas office.
While I was there, we actually hired two people. Both are actually Syrian refugees. And so I can say very confidently that it was valuable in terms of job creation, in terms of professional connections, and in terms of connecting with people who are potentially going to be able to help us expand our network.
The Startup Exchange works for Berlin companies as well. That's the sound of a row of 3D printers steadily making furniture and parts right in front of us. The printer is made by Big Rep, and we're now in their Berlin headquarters. CFO Stefan Bayer shows off a finished piece. 3D printing is a hot field, and as the company grew, it was looking to set up a North American base.
The obvious choice would have been going to Silicon Valley.
But he sees the Valley as more of a software community, not the best fit for his hardware company. Plus, an East Coast time zone is preferable.
Through a contact from Berlin Partners, we got introduced to our friends at NewLab in Brooklyn. And, you know, I looked at the website and said, hey, this is the place for us. This is just perfect.
And that place is where we go next.
We're here at NewLab in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Dunia DuPont is NewLab's chief operating officer.
I'm standing here looking at the dry dock where the ships were built and assembled. And
it's a cavernous warehouse the size of a major arena. Tens of thousands once built ships here through World War II and beyond. But the Pentagon closed up shop in 1966 and the yard hit hard times. NewLab is a recent development. An attempt to build a new kind of high-tech industry around startups. When Berlin Partner was looking for an American counterpart, DuPont says things just clicked.
Berlin's passion and scrappiness is something that we feel is so important to us here in Brooklyn as well. And so we meet on that same playing field, and we're able to relate in terms of how our companies are coming together to grow.
That collaboration is not even a year old, so it's too soon to know what kind of impact it could have. But there's optimism in both places. Big Rep plans to keep hiring in Brooklyn, possibly adding dozens of new positions. Brooklyn and Berlin both spent decades as underdogs before the latest revival. This unusual partnership is a bet that their entrepreneurs have something to teach each other about rising even higher. In Berlin, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.